This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And damn, DMV traffic is bad.
Well, you know, when you have an accident, JP, you need to stop turning over those dump trucks on the American Legion Bridge.
Listen, man, that looks like a bad enough accident. I just hope everybody's all right. Uh-huh. We'll go left hand up and explain how the program works. The plan for Brian and I was to start Ashburn today. Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are going to talk at 10:30. Mm-hmm. We were going to be live in Ashburn, so everybody. You know, we're going to play the audio live here. You're going to get it. But I wanted to be there to see it myself, get some questions asked, that sort of thing. And when we, like, I was up early dealing with the kids, doing all sorts of stuff. I finally, how long have we been doing this show now? 5 years? This is our fifth football season? You know what I took care of today, B?
What?
I finally figured out my withholdings for my Odyssey W-2.
You finally did it?
Got it done, man.
What the hell are you doing the other 4 years?
It's been kind of jacking me up. So I finally,
if it was jacking you up, you should be getting all that back. I know when you do your taxes, you damn sure added your.
The final number has been right, but arriving at it has been difficult. So now going forward, maybe it'll be much better. Only took me 4 years.
Yep. That seems like JP.
So, dude, I was ready to rock, and the girls had to go to swim team. So I was like, it was like 8:30, and Tischler texted me. He's like,
"You're lucky I answered the phone this morning."
It sounded like you were still asleep.
No, I was chilling in the tub, dog.
All right,
I was relaxing. I normally when I'm going to the park, I normally just put my phone away, and I don't leave my house till like 9:30.
Right. So I was getting ready to leave just because I wanted to get. So we were out there yesterday. We did a little walkthrough, did this little media happy hour thing the team does to open training camp, which was a very nice event. Shout out to Eddie Merlot's. And Tischler texted me. He's like, "Dude, check the traffic. It's effed." And obviously doing the show, doing Beamish and Finley 10 to 2 is the number one priority. So I checked the traffic, and there was no chance I was getting to Ashburn to set up radio and everything. I would have set it up yesterday, but they didn't have the electric turned on in the tents yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure you're connected and doing everything, and I couldn't do it without the electric working. So I was going to just get there early this morning and make sure everything was set up. And we've done it now enough years. Like, it's not a hard process, but when it showed me an hour and a half from my house to get to Ashburn, that usually takes me like 30, 35 minutes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just a mess. You said your ride in wasn't that bad, though?
No. About the same as it is every day.
Just had to pay for it.
I pay for it normally, but I just know what time to leave to make sure I catch the lower prices.
What's that cost from your house to... You're paying basically...
If I hit right about 9 o'clock, it'll cost from my house to the Beltway will hit you about 20-something, 30 bucks. And then from the Beltway into D.C. about $7, $8.
Okay. So, 15 bucks?
No. Totally about 30, like 20-something, 30-something dollars.
Damn.
Talking about getting ripped off, man.
Do you have to pay it going home?
No. But I don't. I calculate.
Why they have to make toll lanes? Why they can't just make more lanes? Why you got to charge,
bro?
Hey, somebody got to build the roads and spend money.
Yeah, and honestly,
and normally they will go out and get a private contract instead of doing something else because they don't want to have to do it. But you know what? I made net money. I look at the reads. I'm good.
Well, dude, it's also forget like the
write off as well, baby.
Hey, look, B.
Hold on, Jeff. There's a time money valuation, and the time you save.
Yeah,
is
I'm not
clearly
sitting in traffic all day.
Dollars, right?
And I am not getting up and leaving my house at 7 to get here for 10.
Right,
like I'm not doing that.
And I think the reason
I leave about 9.
The reason you make it a toll is so that it kind of diminishes the amount of people in that lane. And then you get your time versus money valuation.
JP, we pay taxes and all this other stuff. We already getting taxed on our check.
I don't know why you arguing. You don't much ride on the toll road. What the hell are you talking about?
I do ride on the toll
road.
No, you
road, don't.
I didn't. I got an easy pass because I was tired of tickets coming to my house. Like, I was just fed up. I was like, all right. Because sometimes it's not worth it.
So, in other words, the toll road, you thought they wouldn't go find you?
No, I knew they were, but I was just like,
Jeff riding around with dummy plates.
I forgot. I got my mail going to my mom's house. Uh-huh. So, I had left one day and it doubled. I was like, where did this come from? But the thing I'm saying is, you already added the lanes on the toll road. Just take the median down. It's more space. More people can move through it.
It wouldn't be more space. Seriously.
Somebody's got it'll be
way more traffic. And we'll all be, landfill will be like, damn, B-Mitch, where you at? I'll still be on the toll road. I'll still be on the road if it wasn't no toll road.
For me, coming downtown.
I do it every day. It don't bother me.
Yeah.
It's a net benefit, believe me.
I think sanity. Like, anytime I get on 95 South, uh-huh, I'm getting in the express lane.
Oh, hell yeah.
Period. The Beltway. If I'm going Tyson's to Alexandria,
mm-hmm,
express lane. Period.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just.
Hey, this ain't the only country that got tolls.
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand tolls like going state to state and things, but God, we already got to pay for everything else. We got to pay to get into work fast.
I'm basically going state to state. You don't. I'm coming from Virginia to D.C.
But see, we a tri-state area.
But you don't even go on the toll, dude, to come to work. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about for the people, bro. Like, in general, we shouldn't have to pay. It's still lanes on the road. You could just add those lanes. If I was the president, I would take those toll lanes away.
Something has to be paid some type of way. So if the city or the state is not going to do it, and then you get a private person to come in and do it, they are going to charge and get their money.
But we have.
All right, we're going to move forward from the tolls. We're going to move forward. Because
the dude that don't use the tolls, he argued for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
In 20 minutes
advocate
now,
for all people.
In 20 minutes, we're going to hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. I think it's going to be very interesting. Commanders veterans are reporting today. I was out there yesterday setting up the tent, doing like the little walkthrough stuff. And B, you're out there long enough, you kind of start to know who drives what car. Some of them drive big trucks. Some of them drive sports cars. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys just drive regular-ass cars. Like,
mm-hmm,
the bottom 30 of the NFL roster is driving like a Toyota Highlander. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're like a young guy coming out of school. But some of the high-end cars you happen to notice. and I saw a car pull out that I recognized yesterday. And I was like, oh. So I texted somebody. I was like, hey, I just noticed that gray SUV. Very, very high-end gray SUV. Mm-hmm. I was like, is that who I think it is?
Hell no.
And the person was like, nah, Tunsil got the same one. So there was a brief moment yesterday. I thought everybody's concerns were answered, and it was quickly shot down.
And you wonder why they don't like certain media to be over there on certain days. that's the reason we didn't let them come over here.
I think, obviously, the largest question here is going to be Terry McLaurin and what happens. There's plenty of discussion around the league about who's going to be where. Trey Hendrickson is not reporting in Cincinnati, even though the owner and the GM yesterday said we're hopeful to get something done. The Micah Parsons situation seems far from settled in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with Jerry Jones down there. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that.
He normally side with his players, so he may, you know, he might be in the camp.
It's remarkable because then he generally ends up paying, but he sure as hell makes it acrimonious, I would
say.
Well,
you know, that's for Jerry to be in the press. You know, he wants to be the guy. You're talking about him. He loves that.
It's just interesting because Terry, we're going to know soon, right? If you look at how the Niners have operated, and I think it's important for us to expand our prism on Adam Peters' career because he came up in New England as a scout. Then he was in Denver as a scout and really started to work his way up the front office ladder with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last, I guess, 6 years been with the Niners. I am not necessarily comparing Terry McLaurin to Nick Bosa. Healthy Bosa is among the best DNs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know when Bosa got his deal done with the Niners? Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
September 8th, 2023.
Whenever it got done, though, right?
Got it done.
That's the thing I'm picking from that story. It got done. It got done with Ayuk as well, right?
Do you know when Trent Williams signed his contract and ended his holdout?
Kind of late.
September 3rd.
Yeah, that's around Labor Day.
Right.
So that's their thing. Labor Day. They made Christmas in September. Yeah, that's what we do.
I know a lot of fans probably aren't going to like hearing that because it's just going to continue this level of concern. And, you know, there's growing, a lot of fans are freaked out right now.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's not done, and I can understand that. And then depending what reports you believe, are they really far apart? What does really far apart constitute?
Mm-hmm.
5%? 10%? Is it about years and guarantees? Is it about guarantees in the later years?
It's complicated, Jay, and I would say to most fans, don't try to figure that out. Because believe me, as much information as you get and I get, we don't even understand it. So why would someone that doesn't have a clue of that information will try to understand that? For me, ultimately, they have a tendency of getting things done. What I care about is the first game, okay? And I understand the angst right now. I refuse to have that angst.
Yeah, I think you have a particularly unique viewpoint, right? I think in general, fans are going to be pretty angsty about this. I think ideally, you know, people can try to take the big viewpoint. I thought Zach Ertz really nailed his comments a couple weeks back when he talked with Kay Adams and was like, it's the middle of July. We need him when we get to September.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it does become like you want guys out there practicing in training camp.
Yeah.
This is the real stuff now. We just got the subsequent roster move. So the Commanders announced the official signing of Von Miller yesterday.
Yeah.
And they've just released a player to make room for Von on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
It's a player we discussed yesterday in our conversation with Logan.
Running back?
Yeah.
So probably which one? Rodriguez?
Nope. Further down.
What was the little kid? Now you say we were talking about him.
Last year we talked about him a bunch. Yeah. People were excited.
Yeah. I can't think of the name right now.
Mike Wiley.
Yeah.
Breaking news. The Commanders have released running back Michael Wiley. Undrafted guy. Had a good camp last year. Listen, man, you draft a kid this year, you've got B-Rob Eckler, McNichols, Rodriguez already. You draft Bill Merritt.
Go, like, Bill.
You got to make room. That's how it works.
Yep.
So there's your roster spot for Von Miller. That's not a big surprise.
Nah.
I think Mike Wiley never played. I mean, if anybody's upset about that one, call Jeff's cell phone.
Well, it'll be somebody. Look, it's like they always say, somebody for everybody. It's somebody for every little argument, believe me.
Sure. It's going to be really interesting what we hear. I don't think they can just talk around this at this point. I think AP is going to have to say something. Do you think there's any chance he goes kind of the hey man, it's training camp, Terry needs to be here route? Or do you think they all just kind of play it cool?
I don't think he's going to go that route. But I think he's going to be like AP normally is. I mean, he may use one of the docisms where talking about the people that are here. I mean, I don't see that as being something negative. I just think that we're working on this thing. We're going to try to figure it out, see what happens, but we got to deal with the people that are here right now. Because ultimately, you got to get ready to play football. You can't stop getting ready to play football because one person's not there.
It's just like in season when you're dealing with injuries, right? Like you gotta get ready for the guys that are there. The fellas that are out there are going to be working hard. And practice doesn't start till tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Here is the plan.
Somebody called Jeff's phone, for real.
That's funny.
You're getting Jeff in trouble.
Jeff gave out his own cell phone number.
Yeah,
I didn't get that number one time.
That's your fault.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break to get ready for Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. We're going to take it live right here on The Fan. Mike Wiley, unfortunately, just got released by Washington. Might be looking to move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Everybody's waiting to hear from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. One thing I've learned in my, 10, 15 years in media working with pro sports, nothing is done till it's done.
Like, now you're learning.
Anytime I book an interview with like a high-profile person, one thing I've learned, especially in television, don't tell anybody until it's over. Like, don't tell
you. You're booking with me, you know. You can count on me.
Sure. What?
But you never call me, so I must not be high profile for you. Like,
B, you deserve to get paid for your work.
Not all the time. I do stuff for friends sometimes. Don't buy it, start calling it.
So here we are. We're waiting to hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. For anybody that's unaware, there's been a terrible accident. On the Beltway, of all the places the Beltway cannot sustain a terrible accident, it's in Tyson's where GW comes in.
And what word you just used? Sustain.
Sustain.
That's not what you say, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. The Beltway in where GW hits the Beltway, north of Tyson's, just before the American Legion Bridge, is a mess all the time in the best of circumstances.
It's a mess without an accident.
Right. So there's a bad accident, and Commanders, in an effort to be cool to reporters trying to get there for the presser, have moved back the press conference to 10:45. So, if you're wondering why you hear me and B right now and not DQ and AP, that's why. So as soon as that goes, we will have it. I was a little curious. I was at the owners' meetings. When did Lamar hold out? When did Lamar get his big contract? Do you remember? Was that 2023?
Like 2 years ago. Two, 3 years ago.
So one of the most interesting things I'd ever watched unfold, because I was in the hallway as the AFC coaches meeting started to happen. And I watched John Harbaugh walk down the hallway and then walk into the conference room. And I watched as the reporter who broke the news of Lamar's holdout watched John Harbaugh walk to his table, and right as he sat down, that tweet went out about Lamar's holdout, like instantaneously. This reporter was watching as soon as he sat down just to maximize the effect. The whole room went nuts. Everybody's looking at their phones, and the amount of media surrounding John Harbaugh in that moment quadrupled. It was like people were coming out of the rafters flocking to John Harbaugh's table. So I wondered today, as we await news for Terry McLaurin.
Will something happen?
There's a couple reporters I've been waiting to see if they have a tweet right as AP and DQ are sitting down. And then I was kind of wondering, like, a lot of times some people will schedule a tweet. So it's going out because you scheduled it because you might be busy, right? And so if everybody knew this presser was at 10:30, if the tweet was just going to go out at 10:30, even though AP and DQ haven't sat down, maybe that's not the case. Maybe they are really in the middle of negotiations and everybody's just going to play this cool and Terry's going to be there. And maybe he's not practicing, but, you know, he's there.
We're going to find out.
We are going to find out. I don't think they're going to tell us a whole heck of a lot. But it is remarkable that this traffic is bad enough. You and I had to change our plans is one thing. But now,
I mean, you got reporters from everywhere. And let's be real. The one thing about the NFL and any entity of the NFL, they don't want to do anything without coverage.
Yeah.
A lot of times they would rather not have the coverage around, but they understand that coverage makes them sell.
Sure. I also think DQ is always very gracious with his time. As long as his schedule allows it, he will kind of chill. Like, he's like, all right, yeah, I could take a couple. Like, he'll often, so PR runs all the pressers, and he'll often be like, I could take a couple more. Like, DQ is always very cool with his time. AP is a little, like, just very, very schedule-driven. So I think they're going to push this thing back 15 minutes. Based on, so everybody understands, there's a big WhatsApp thread that a lot of the Commanders media group is on. And I think a lot of people aren't going to make it there in time. And so they're trying to help. And I applaud the effort. I don't know how much of an impact it's going to make. what a day for traffic. Have you ever had something like that? Can you think of something like this where the one incident would impact like an NFL GM giving a press conference?
I'm sure it has happened. I haven't thought of one would do anything to me, but you just live in big cities and you know you have traffic. Anything can go down. And I believe all of those GMs probably wait. They don't want to go do it. They don't want to speak to an empty room because they want their message to go out.
Sure.
You know, and then they don't want to have to give extra time. Because if they go do it in the empty room, all the people that miss them are going to want to talk to them later anyway. So they'll make it easier by doing it one time.
Yeah, and I think they can allow a handful of minutes just to kind of get this done and out of the way. I think Peters, we won't officially hear from him again after today. I mean, I don't think he'd be required to talk again for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if there is a future press conference with an all-pro receiver, maybe AP will show up and talk again.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it is, we won't hear from him at all for a while. Now, we do hear from Dan Quinn almost every day of training camp. this is funny. So I just tweeted out, because I think a lot of people are looking at our program waiting to hear from DQ and AP. If you just got in your car, one, you're probably sitting in traffic. Two, the presser's been pushed back to 10:45 because of this major accident on the Beltway. So I tweeted that out, B. Mm-hmm. And you remember our old friend Matt Paris?
Yeah.
Used to cover the Skins, now covering the Saints. he replied to me, nice of them to make time for Russell. Landfill, last night was the Commanders Media.
Russell's the only person dressed up.
Yo, Commanders Media Happy Hour. It's a pretty casual affair. Like
people had on, even AP had on shorts.
Yeah, AP had on shorts. I mean, Charlie had like, you would know the right term for it, but kind of like a trendy t-shirt. He didn't even have a collar on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Russell showed up, slacks, button down, blazer. Just, yo, and the highlight. So I'm standing there. Actually, it was me and CK standing there talking with Mark Klaus, the team president. And we look over, and Russell's like very animated talking to Adam Peters. And then Adam Peters, maybe he had to go. I don't know. But like a moment or two later, you see him leaving. And then he's like, he comes over to Klaus. He's like, I got to get out of here. I think they had another engagement or work to do, whatever it was. And I was like, Russell, what are you talking to him about? Chris Russell was telling Adam Peters about his high school baseball exploits. And Rooster, and I believe him. I want to be on record, I believe him. Rooster was telling AP that in high school he could touch 80 miles an hour pitching. Do you believe that, Landfill? Rooster throwing gas.
I would have taken him yard.
And he said he was really cruising as a baseball player and then got an injury in his arm and didn't want to have Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John.
That is your Chris Russell high school baseball update.
Are you buying that, the Tommy John stuff?
Bruce has told me before he was a really good baseball player. So,
oh, no.
Here's what we're going to do. Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, when we return, before we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
106.7 The Fan. In moments, we expect to hear from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Commanders were kind enough to try to push this presser back as much as they could. Because of the traffic, major accident in D.C. I mean, everything's just nuts. And we should hear from these guys ASAP. You know, they're going to get peppered with questions about Terry McLaurin.
I'm sure about that.
I think they will probably have a couple honest answers and then just be like, all right, we want to talk about who else is here. They're walking in now, Landfill, so we should be on high alert. Plan is to take this presser live right here on The Fan. Also wondering if we'll get some Terry McLaurin news as this comes down. You know, veterans report today. A lot of guys were in there yesterday taking physicals, whatever might be going on. Rookies reported last week. A lot of guys are in the building just all the time. So it's like lots of moving parts. We ready to rock there, Professor Landini? Not yet. Okay. In just moments, we're going to have Dan Quinn, Adam Peters addressing the media. Here we go.
All right. Welcome to training camp. And as you get started in a training camp, everybody looks at the schedule and who's the first opponent. And we look at that differently as we are the first opponent. And honestly, it's a pretty tough matchup. And I know you hear a lot of coaches through the years have said iron sharpens iron, and there's a lot of truth to that. And we have a hell of a lot of iron that's going to be on this field. So thanks to Adam and his crew, like, we're ready to get this thing rocking. At the start of it, competition, that's what drives training camp. And that's over the next 5 to 6 weeks. And if you really love ball and your teammates and, like, a really hard-ass challenge, like, training camp's kind of the coolest part to do that. You can imagine a DB trying to match wits with Jaden, or being a running back in the open field against Bobby Wagner and that kind of tackle, like, the guy's absolute tackling G. You know, can you beat him? Or a defensive end going against Laramie Tunsil, or a guard against Payne. All these little matchups helps you bring out your best going against their best. And each summer, everybody asks me, hey, what's your favorite part of training camp? And I point to that. I say, it's always the competition and seeing these matchups and seeing what goes on. And so that's why we love it so much. It's that time, and we get to do that together. So I'm fired up to get rocking with you guys. I know AP's going to have an opener as well, and then we'll get into some questions and get the whole thing rolling. Cool?
Thank you. Your opening statements are always a lot better than mine. I just want to start and say thanks for you guys for all being here and really excited for this year. I know there's a lot of excitement last year, and this year feels even more for myself in terms of just what we've built here and what our ownership has allowed us to build. And you see, you won't be able to see everything right now, but as you guys get into it, we've done a lot of improvements to really everything here. We got a new bubble. I'm sure you guys have seen that out there. The fields look incredible. Shout out to Pete Benevento and his crew. But really, when you guys get into the building and the things that Josh has allowed us to build for the players, really proud of that and really thankful for that. We have a new locker room. We have new meeting rooms. We have a new nutrition center. Like I said, new bubble. It just goes on in terms of the things that we've been able to do. Tons of new recovery stuff for our players. So we're really proud of all that and really thankful to Josh and Mark Klaus and his crew for making this all happen. So just touch base on the recent signing. We signed Von Miller yesterday and just really excited to add him to the fold too. Not only is he one of the best pass rushers of all time, but he's equally incredible in the locker room, and we're going to continue to bring guys like that in the locker room. So really excited about that move, and really with that, take your questions and get rolling.
All right, Adam, this one, we'll start off with the fun stuff right away for you. What has been communicated to you about Terry, whether reporting or not reporting, what's been communicated to you about him?
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
And then for both of you, he talked a lot last week about his situation, a lot of frustration. He talked about wanting to feel valued. I'm curious what you guys thought about that, and then Adam, if you can talk about where things do stand with him as far as an extension.
Yeah, I mean, first, I think, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
Adam, with regards to Von Miller, how much was just obviously his career speaks for itself, but how much was it like watching OTAs and minicamp thinking we need a little more, or was it sort of the plan to kind of add somebody all along?
Yeah, I think just in our conversations with DQ and myself and the staff, we did see pass rusher is something we still wanted to add throughout the time. During free agency, we looked to add a few guys and didn't work out. So, but we saved some money aside really to in order to do this and find out the best guy out there. And I've had a lot of history with Vaughn and know the type of person he is. Obviously, his play speaks for himself. And when you turn on the tape from last year, I was shocked to see how good he still was and how well he got off the ball and just what type of impact he had on the field. And knowing the type of impact he had in the locker room in Denver, and then getting unsolicited calls from the teams that he's been on since then, talking about what a great guy he is, that really made it, a really easy decision for us to bring him in. We brought him in a couple weeks ago, or I don't know, been a few weeks now, but had a great meeting with him and just knew he was the right guy to bring in. So we were thrilled to have him.
And for both of you, apologies in advance. You guys had a pretty distraction-free season last year for the most part. There's been some news lately involving the stadium, the president weighing in on that. Does that get to any part of the building? Do you guys, is it something that you guys even think about, discuss, or what do you kind of react to that?
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
Sure.
So, you know, in terms, I mean, look, we're really focused on everything in the building and getting ready for this season and getting our guys in here and getting the building ready, as I talked about, with everything. And in terms of, you know, anything, whether it's the stadium or anything else, you know, those things aren't really, they don't come to our, you know, they don't really make it to us. So we really just try to focus on what's going on in here and getting ready for the season.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Coach, this question's for you.
Okay.
I go back to last year, Sam Cosmi's comments on Frankie Louvu, kind of getting to know him, and then kind of, I don't know, being surprised, but maybe being kind of just impressed by he's not just a linebacker, but he can rush, like that was kind of Sam's words. When you see that type of, like, maybe an unexpected characteristic about a player you brought in, what, as a coach, like, kind of how does that strike you?
You know what's cool, David, about when you go from, like, year one to year two, they've now realize what other things can a person do, and highlighting how we feature players into different spots. And so I think that's a good example of that, where he doesn't always have to be exactly the position that he had. What we found is this collaboration, you know, amongst teammates, offense, defense, on teams, the way they help each other, support each other. That's what we'd hope to build. That's the standard of a commander, of somebody that's like digging in hard to try to get one another better. And that's kind of what the cool part of being a part of this team, the environment they created together to recognize these special traits in one another, and then saying, hey man, that's hard when you line up there or do this move, or I can see how you tipped it away, so be careful of that. So the feedback across the ball, in the locker room, outside the locker room, is what we'd hope to create an environment. It doesn't happen like right overnight, but it does take place once you get to know each other better and find their strengths. So that's what's going to be fun to me about going into this camp for 5 to 6 weeks, because we've also added some new players into that mix. And to see them into that spot, like, I'm really excited. This is a number of players' first training camp here with us.
And then you talked before about second-year players in the NFL, just general second-year players taking that biggest leap this season. How early can you kind of hope to really see signs of that expansion of their talents?
Yeah, we had about, I guess, 10 rookies or so that were on the roster, maybe the 53, either at some point or most of the time last season. And that's pretty traditional that you see this jump happen from, like, year one to year two. So this spring, man, did we see it in Sinnott, and we saw it in Newton and Jordan McGee and others. One I think that's unusual, and they'll get better, but Jaden and Mikey, they kind of corrected it in season. They didn't have to wait till the off season. I think that speaks a little bit to their rarity. Like, it's normal to fight your ass off in the season and take your lumps, and then in the off season, I got to get better at this, I got to work on this. Those two, with the experience they had, they kind of self-corrected faster. That didn't mean they didn't get better this spring, but we are really excited to see Javonte and Brandon and some of the others in this role that they're going into their second year. It's a big deal. And most of it, David, is confidence. You know, I've done this, I know what to do, I worked on this skill. And once you get to that space where you're not relying on just your talent anymore, but the skill that you've developed at the position, that's the secret sauce, man. If you can get those skills right, and it takes oftentimes into that second or third year to do that. So we're excited to see the work they put in take place out here on the field.
Hey there. Is it good morning or afternoon? Adam, I think you're off the hook with me. Both of my questions are for you, Coach.
Okay.
So what's the focus for this week or the next couple of days here with camp?
Yep. So we start off, we're going to emphasize from a team standpoint, we're on the practice field, and it's a ramp up. So you don't want to go 0 to 100 miles an hour that fast. So the practices will go in length, we'll even start on more of a condensed field. So the ramp up is designed to maximize, you know, the player for their safety to where they're going, and then we'll build up into it. So the first 3 days, first one is just helmets, and then we call it shells, where it's just lighter pads. And so we'll work our way into pads. So we're not going to miss one step along the way of their development. And that'll really go all the way through the next week. And then the following week, we'll go up to New England. We'll have a practice there before the preseason game. So we're just not going to miss the steps. The installing of the system, that's what it's all about, Kenny. If we can get that part right and find the right drills and put the people in the right spots, everybody has a lot of the same plays. It's not what's called, it's how you do it, how you can execute it. And so that's what the real teaching goes on here over the next few weeks. How sharp can you get at your skills?
And just reflecting back on OTAs and minicamp, can you share any examples of how you've seen some of the returning players and the new players, right, how they've been able to build camaraderie and just getting used to this system?
Yeah, I think when you ask the question of, like, what did I see on the field, like, on the offensive side, like, Sinnott and Coleman, they jumped out to me in some different ways. Brandon moving inside the guard and, like, putting in the work to do that. Sinnott all coming off of shoulder surgery. He rehabbed so hard where during that off-season part, he and Sam were two of the ones we saw every day still while they were getting themselves ready. And I saw that confidence come out onto the field. As far as onboarding new players, it was the rookies who arrived a few days early here. But in the off-season, the veterans who were new, the rookies who were new, knowing this is our standards, this is our expectations of how we do things here, to see that take place, that was a big deal, because you do have to fast-track those relationships, Candy, to be as strong and committed as we can.
Hi.
Hey, Dave. Welcome.
Wow, it was such an easy commute today. It's amazing.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, one for each of you. You just mentioned Brandon. Obviously, Sam and Biadasz had a great chemistry last year with the call line calls and the checks and everything.
Right.
I just wonder, how up to speed is Brandon with that already? What has to happen for that to start being seamless as you go getting ready for the season?
Well, the first thing is the communication, you know, playing next to somebody. And so with Laramie and Biadasz and the voices and the calls, making sure those happen. The good news at that position, it's in the meeting rooms, it's in walkthroughs, it's on the field. And so I was pleased to see all that development take place for him. And he's had experience at it in college, so it wasn't so far off to change that. But we didn't move him around in the spring. We really said, hey, this is where we want you to lock in and go focus on.
For Adam, you have a lot of moving parts with Terry. You have history, you have future, you have philosophy. I wonder where all of those points meet for you and the organization in terms of trying to find a deal that's fair for the organization, but also fair to Terry and what he means to the team.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, you know, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, you know, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and, you know, negotiating in good faith. All those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So, as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player would, Terry in this instance, is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
For Adam, you had mentioned your past relationship with Von Miller and his kind of value in the locker room. But from the outside looking in, he's also someone who's had a couple of off-field suspensions in the past. So when you're maybe talking to fans, how heavily do you weigh those kind of off-field concerns and try to like relay that to fans when you're making those kinds of decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of players, you know, you look into their, we always look into everybody's background, right? And some are more public than others, but you know, there's always things where people make mistakes. We're all human beings. And you look at those each kind of individually, you know, each situation individually, try to get the most information you can and make the decision based off that. It's not always, you know, what you read. It's not always, you know, what you hear first off. We all know that in the news. You really got to do your own work. And we have a lot of people that do that for us. And then you either are comfortable with it or you're not. And with Vaughn, knowing the type of person he is, knowing, you know, the nature of situations, we felt really comfortable with that. And we did a lot of research to back that.
Yeah, and also for you, I'm sure Coach would hate saying win now because every season's a win now season. But the moves that you guys made this offseason, trading for Debo, trading for Laremy, signing Vaughn, those are all very, you know, trying to capitalize off of last season. When you're looking at building this roster to contend, how much do you weigh Jaden's contract, whereas how valuable it is now and how much he's probably going to be making in a few years?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I think, you know, you always want to build your roster to win now and then win in the future. And I think the moves that we made, those allow us to do both, really, you know, with the nature of those, whether the deals or the contracts or however you say it. But, you know, we're always looking to field as good of a team as we can every year. And however we can do that, we'll do that. And without mortgaging the future, in terms of Jaden's, he's on his rookie deal, so that does give us more financial flexibility. But we were just talking about this the other day. I mean, out of the four teams that were in the championship game, we were the only one that had a quarterback on his rookie contract still. So it's still possible to win after you pay a quarterback. And so, you know, whether you talk about a window, I don't know what a window is in terms of that. Hopefully our window is as long as we're here, and that's what we're building for. Yeah.
Adam, if I'm not mistaken, hey, I think you were involved with a couple of kind of longer holdouts in San Francisco, Bosa and Trent Williams, that didn't end until like early September. Like, is this just part of the process for you? Are you calm about it? Or what's the sense of urgency when a deal hasn't gotten done and Trent camp is starting?
Yeah, I think, you know, those were, you know, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it, so I understood how it went. And you know, a lot of contract, but I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You know, you obviously you would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but it's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that you know, first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that and making sure that, you know, every conversation we have is very, you know, straightforward, honest, and in good faith. And just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns. But just having, you know, that confidence and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done. And so just keeping focused on that, and you know, whatever happens, you know, along the way, just understand that he's a great player and we want to keep him here.
And Dan, what's lost if he's
you are listening to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn addressing the media live in Ashburn on the eve of training camp kicking off
or whatnot. So let's better question for now. It's a part. So we're planning, like Adam said, for everybody to get here and get rocking. Okay. Sam, yeah, he's doing great. He's had a really strong off season, and we're not going to miss one step of him along the way. So the guys are doing their physicals today, and so I can give you a follow-up of where he's at tomorrow. But he's really hitting all the markers, Nikki, that we had set, you know, that we'd hoped to see. And so that's a really cool thing.
With Debo, what I've seen is and I didn't see him as last year in San Francisco, but just he's always had a great joy about him, and it seems as good as it's ever been in terms of his love for being around football, playing football, being around his teammates, and being on the football field. And it was almost enhanced this spring, just the way maybe it's, and I don't want to speak for him, but maybe being in a new offense and having new challenges, he seems like he's really revitalized, and he's been an awesome teammate, and he's really, and you guys will see him, he's working his tail off to be in excellent shape. But the one thing that probably every player that comes here, and when we play in our offense, it's fast. So understanding that it's a little different than a huddle-up offense where you have to. So he's taken that challenge on and really worked on, having great wind and being able to play over and over and over again. And he's really worked his tail off this whole offseason. So really excited to see where he's going to go. But in terms of how he's been so far, I couldn't be more pleased.
The word I think of for him is for Debo, I think of joy. Like, he has it. Like, you see it on the practice field, you see it in the meeting rooms. There's an energy that he brings to our team that is, you feel it. And I certainly did right from the beginning.
This question's for Dan. Obviously, your rookie quarterback, not a rookie anymore, Jaden Daniels, had a pretty good year last year. So what's the next step, the evolution of Jaden Daniels? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think more growth. And one thing I've learned over the year from Jaden, and there's no limits on him. Because this is somebody that absolutely is a savage from a work standpoint and just absolutely puts it in. So the skill work, the techniques, the knowledge of the offense, all of those things are going to be enhanced. And he's thrown himself an excellent offseason. We had a good conversation on the phone just the other night, chopping it up about the team, the summer, the offseason, and you can feel his energy. And just walking out here, when you walk into our building, there's a lot of energy with our team, and he's right in the middle of all that. But I would never count him out or put him mistake him for not doing anything other than absolutely emptying the tank to go for it.
And Adam, for you, comparing your feelings about the roster construction last year at this time versus to where you are today going into your second training camp in Washington, give me your feelings, differences about just how you feel overall about the roster construction, what this team looks like right now compared to where it was last year.
I'd like to think we're better. But really, just it was cool to see the players that we hadn't been with last year get so much better and get so much closer last year and work together. And then all the players that we drafted get so much better. And then bringing in a lot of guys from, through trades or free agency this year and see how those guys mesh together too. So really like impressed with the job that DQ's done and bringing everybody together. I think that's probably the coolest thing. And from year zero to year one and then year one to year two, continuing that. So I think, I think we have a better roster. That doesn't always mean you're going to have more or less wins, but certainly really excited about the group that we have together, not just the talent, but just the people.
For Adam, the Commanders have the oldest roster in the NFL. I guess first, how does that hit you? And second, is that kind of based on the dearth of talent or playable players that were here when you came in? How does that go? How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of factors that go into that, and there are a ton of factors that go into that. But I think really, signing guys like Bobby or Zach, those guys, I think we showed last year, people thought we brought them in to be like coaches on the field, but certainly they are. They pass along a ton of knowledge, not just to the guys in their position group, but to guys across the whole defense or the offense. And Bobby and Jaden have a great relationship too, understanding and making each other better. But we saw with those guys, they're still really, really good players. And that goes the same for a guy like Vaughn. He's older, but he's still got a lot in the tank. So we're going to look for great players that fit us, and whether they're 22 or 35, if they can help us win, we're gonna bring them in.
Before you two guys arrived, this place wasn't exactly a desirable place for a lot of free agents to come. and talking with agents and talking with the players are like, yeah, we're good. What have you found in this last year talking to agents and players about coming to the Washington Commanders?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really helped me a ton last year. And I think I've said this before, but not only players, but coaches wanted to come coach for DQ, and players wanted to come play for DQ. You know, Tyler Biadasz wanted to come play here, and he wasn't a defensive player. You know, DA, Dante Fowler, there's a lot of really good players, Bobby Wagner, that would not have come here if we didn't have DQ. You know, so I think it starts there. And then the culture that he's created, guys talk. And, you know, he's guys that are going to be free agents that we see and that we play against, they like, I want to come play for you. And so I'm very proud of the fact that to be a part of something like that and to be a part of something that DQ and his staff have created and that people want to come here and play. And obviously it helps when you have a quarterback like Jaden. You know, guys want to come play and catch passes from them, guys that want to come block for them, guys that want to come play on the other side and get sacks at the end of games to close out the games if we're ahead. So that makes it a lot easier. But certainly it started with Coach Quinn and the culture that he built.
Together with Adam, we're proud of the culture and the environment that's getting created here, and it's through the players and their connection to one another, how hard they're going to go for one another. And so as special as last year was, like, it's on to this and this journey with this crew, and man, like, we're so pumped to do that, and so we're not going to miss one bit of it. So it's an awesome time to be here and get rolling with everybody. But I think together that's one thing that we're really proud of, and we work hard at that part to make sure this could be a place where you can absolutely be your best self and also as a team. And like, that's a really lofty goal, but we're going to go after it as hard as we can.
All right, thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that was Commanders General Manager Adam Peters and Head Coach Dan Quinn addressing the media. Training camp set to start tomorrow. Veterans report today. Asked if Terry McLaurin was coming to camp. Adam Peters was simple. He said, just like with all of our players, we expect him to be here today. AP also said, we'll do whatever we can to get a deal done with Terry McLaurin. We're reacting to everything you heard. Opening these phone lines up. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.